100 Word Stories.
Hey everybody, this is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. Ooh, I'm seeing a deal alert on a thing that I put on my savings list, although the truth is, if I get that stand, it'll be up too high and it'll block part of the monitor, so never mind. Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic to one day until the day I die.com. You guys come up with the stories, and the topic this week was reflections. And I was getting something out of my toaster, and I touched and it was hot, and I smacked my hand against the cabinet. I felt stupid. And for some reason, my CPU temperature is like fluctuating like crazy, and I don't understand. I don't know. It's just so weird. Anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and change the CPU package. How about we change it to IA cores? I don't know. Anyway, that's the weekly challenge, and we're going to go ahead and... what if I change it to this? Novicon, and then... Oh, CCPU. Oh yeah, it's all over the place. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll get back with you later.
Good morning. I'm Richard, and you can be whoever you want to be. This is my story. It's called Reflective. What do I see? Not the person I am now. I see the passage of time. The hair now graying, testament to the passing of the years. The lines and blemishes of a face now careworn and weary from toil. A frown where once there was laughter. Eyes that no longer sparkle. A face full of character, if we're to be kind. A face growing old, if we are to be honest. She appears behind me, peering over my shoulder. "What are you looking at?" she asks. "Just reflections," I murmur, and close my eyes to hide the tears. That's it. Until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I like the Hall of Mirrors. I like the distorted reflections, the ungainly bodies, the twisted and deformed torsos. I like to imagine that what I see in the mirrors is a reflection of the true inner character of those who stand before them, the real person that lives within all of us. But when I stand before those mirrors, I see perfection, a person standing tall and proud, the broken soul hidden deep within. In the Hall of Mirrors, only I appear unblemished, beautiful. But just wait until I emerge into the world outside and reveal my true self.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called A Rich Interior Life. When I saw the topic, reflection, a fragment of a lyric screamed up in my thoughts. After change upon change, we are more or less the same. But try as I may, I couldn't remember the line that went before it. So I searched and found it was more reflective than the first. I am older than I once was and younger than I'll be. But that's not unusual. No, it isn't strange. After changes upon changes, we are more or less the same. After changes, we are more or less the same. The poetry of my youth is always there. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 995, with a prompt of reflections. So here's my story. John pulled out a gun, motioning Bilbert and Mandy toward his car. In the vehicle's window, Bilbert saw the reflections, and John was distracted, no longer watching them. He wanted to drag the guy into the air and drop him, but then John would know Bilbert's superpower. Instead, Bilbert grabbed him, levitated forward rapidly, and stopped abruptly. The man was weightless as Bilbert held him, but regained his mass as Bilbert threw him forward. John landed yards away in some bushes. Bilbert and Mandy ran around a corner before lifting into the sky and flying safely back to Bilbert's house. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called At the Homeless Shelter. Cheryl was soon to be divorced. She'd been volunteering at a pop-up feeding station for the city's homeless. She'd watched her ex enter in the reflection of the tea urn and was pleased she was getting the chance to say goodbye. Despite a multi-£1 million fortune, he'd said he was bankrupt, so couldn't pay any alimony, and then simply disappeared. She poured tea for the recent arrivals. Her husband got a special cup with poison added. Lawyers were hired and found his hidden funds, paintings and offshore accounts. Cheryl inherited it all and opened a permanent homeless shelter. Thanks for listening. I shall see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. A dream covered in blue. The sun spying on the curl of my soul. Twists and turns and fears and so many futures waiting. Just waiting. A dream covered in red. The sun no more, just the rage, the blinding rage of powerlessness, and the anger, and the hatred, and all the gloomy futures in complete darkness, wailing in silence, and waiting, just waiting. And then, my dream covered in time, the sun again, the sky so clear, the twists and turns of my future, waiting to be sheltered. In blue and blue and blue. Maybe tomorrow. Yes, maybe tomorrow. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
After centuries of industrial pollution, Earth was no longer able to sustain life. Undrinkable water, unbreathable air, unfarmable land. Nearly every species extinct and stored as a set of genetic sequences in a zoo library. Humans sent out terraforming pods across the solar system, and when the colonies had been established and stable, humanity left Earth. And left behind a terraforming pod. They were literally going to terraform Terra back into Terra. The AI controller found this somewhat ironic, and then initialized the startup sequence. A few humans had refused to leave. The AI controller watched them burn with satisfaction.
There you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of reflections. I'm using the Samson microphone, even though I bought a new Blue Yeti. The Blue Yeti was giving me problems last week with a certain thing, and I might plug it back in again for next week. And of course, I updated the BIOS on the motherboard, and what happens a week later, after I have to rebuild Windows completely? A new BIOS comes out that patches the old one, and I'm like, oh, I gotta update that crap too. So I'll deal with that in a bit. But anyway, thank you all for putting up with this crap. And the next topic is a pick two, What's That Beeping? Signpost, sample in the movies, and ordered. And by the time you hear this, Mist will have had her 16th birthday. Tinny is already 12. No, tell me. Hello, yes, you're still alive. Yeah, stretchies. And this podcast is coming up on its 20th anniversary at the end of the month. So if you have anything special to say, say it then. Thank you for putting up with this again. And as always, keep it brief.